Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us. We got a great show here today, a very special episode where we're going to be featuring veterans, entrepreneurs, veteran entrepreneurs in Atlanta, and much, much more. So please stay with us. But let me remind you right here at the top of the show to make sure you are connected with us on social media. Twitter, at Business Radio X. And today we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. You can also follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk, and all tweets and comments are welcome there, although I may not respond to them all. And you can check out our Facebook page as well. Leave your thoughts and comments and see the photos of all of our in-studio guests. And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio three gentlemen who are out there changing the world and changing the world of veterans, Mr. Jerry Flanagan, Forrest Woodland, and Jason Meadows. How you doing, gentlemen?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
All right. You guys are representing J-Dog Junk Removal. Let's start with you, Jerry. Tell us about J-Dog Junk Removal, please.
J-Dog Junk Removal was started in 2011 by my wife, Tracy, and I, and it's the only U.S. military veteran brand. We make the company have to be a veteran or veteran family member to purchase a J-Dog, and that's a requirement.
And what does J-Dog do?
J-Dog hauls out junk. We do decluttering. We handle residential, commercial, and office junk removal needs.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a junk in your background, or is this something you've always liked? Or
no, I have a retail background. After the Army, I spent 20-plus years in retail and decided to get out of it after the 2008 economy roller coaster. And I wanted to open up something that was highly profitable, easy to operate, unlimited demand. And I wanted to do something that would make us different than the competition, thus being military veterans.
Right. So let's take us back to your military service. Which branch did you serve in?
I was in the U.S. Army and National Guard.
Okay. And what time frame?
87 to 89 in the Army, and 1990 I was in the National Guard.
And how'd you like your time in the National Guard?
It was 1 year, not a whole lot of action.
Right.
Everyone else seemed to be going over to Desert Storm, and I was stuck in the Pennsylvania National Guard, so it wasn't okay. That exciting, but...
And then
okay.
You went, and then you went on to into the retail world for 20 years, and kind of put that the Army life behind you a little bit. But has this entrepreneurial spirit always been inside of you? I mean, what made you? I mean, you said 2008, you chased a dream, but that's just happened later in life. You must have always had this in you somewhere, I think.
Yeah, I started in 1999 opening my own businesses, Halloween stores, swing set stores, things like that. I decided to go after something that did not rely on the economy and sales. Mm-hmm. And junk removal seemed to be one of the only businesses that did extremely well when the economy was down. And they do even better when the economy is good because people tend to buy more and more mm-hmm. and get rid of more and more.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something that I would say was a safe bet, but I needed to really show the consumers that we were different than the competition. Being on time, having respect, integrity, trust. Customers want veterans in their home to do the work. And when given the choice, the consumer is going to pick a veteran business.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Veterans bring a lot of those soft qualities to the table that they can implement into their entrepreneurship as well. And so so J-Dog Junk Removal began. And then how many locations do you have now, or how many franchise operators do you have?
Well, we're up to about 60 awarded territories now. So there's a lot that have been open over the last 6 months. We've grown tremendously. 500 leads a month are coming in right now.
Where are they coming from?
They're coming from the internet, and okay. They're coming from referrals, and we're also at some job fairs for the military. And now that we're starting to get some legs in 24 states, people are learning about us. Mm-hmm. One thing that we do other than the rest of the community, the workforce out there, is we have an ethos of brotherhood that guys like us have all served, and it's different. So the franchisees are friendly, and they're talking to each other, and they're helping each other, mm-hmm. whereas other franchise models don't do that. It's pretty competitive.
Right. And so if someone calls you and says, hey, I'm interested in starting J-Dog Junk Removal Wichita, if there's not one already, what does the process look like from there to get them involved?
We have a very tough screening process. There's two different phone calls that happen. The second phone call is done by a 30-year retired colonel, who does about an hour and a half, Keith Sewell, mm-hmm. and he makes sure that they're the right fit for the company. And then they're required to come into our corporate office and meet our team, our investors, my wife and I. We have to personally meet every franchise before we let them buy.
So some personal vetting, some actual third-party vetting. And then if they do pass those levels, then there's some training involved, or how intricate is that before they get to open up their own shop?
Yeah, we have a four-day training schedule at our office. We also have two other vice presidents. One is a vice president of quality assurance who makes sure the sales are there from a corporate level. And we also have a vice president of operations. All three vice presidents are Marines.
Okay.
So we're very, very heavily in the Marine department. I'm trying to hire more Army people. It just doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, maybe we can help you with that here at Business Radio X. We've got quite a few contacts there. So, and then once you get set up and you're up and running, like the two new franchisees we have in here, we'll get to in just a moment. How closely do you work with them to make sure they're on the track to success?
Every day. We have a team that's dedicated to make sure their social media is up and running, their margins are set. We help them set their pricing, and we basically give them the guidelines that my wife and I did for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. So we proved the concept first before we rolled it out as a franchise model. And everyone that's up and running, all you have to do is go to one of our Facebook sites. You'll see that everyone's hauling junk.
Yeah. And there's never a loss for junk. I mean, that's kind of like the funeral business. There's always going to be people who need junk removed, right?
It's the best business out there. Plus, these guys get a chance to donate if they'd like to, or if they come up with some really nice items, they can actually resell it.
That's great. And then what about if they are wildly successful in their territory? Do they have the options to then expand even further?
Yes. We have a franchise down in Baton Rouge named Larry Rivers, who's already committed to 10.
Wow. So he is doing pretty well with his junk removal business.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right. So let's bring the other gentleman in here. We got Forrest. How you doing?
Doing great.
And you are one of the recent franchise here in the Atlanta area. Is that right?
Yes. I started soft start back in December. I just had my grand opening yesterday.
Congratulations. And so what made you decide to go with J-Dog? Were you looking at different franchise opportunities? Or
actually, yeah, I looked into a few franchise opportunities before I actually went with J-Dog. After I seen them on Fox News, I just knew that it was the company I needed.
You saw Jerry on Fox News and you still wanted to work with the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that speaks a lot to it then for sure. So J-Dog Junk Removal, you decided to throw your hat over the fence and chase it. And that onboarding process, they really guided you along there. What are some of your future plans with J-Dog? And what territory do you have here in the Atlanta area?
Right now, we're operating out of Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay.
The Greater Gwinnett area. I plan to expand more than that, a couple more territories going and a few more trucks and trailers on
right.
the road.
Now, are you out there actually picking up this junk yourself, or do you got some people helping you?
Yes, I'm actually out there operating the business and participating in removing the junk.
And how are you actively marketing your business to some of these local clients?
Right now, I'm on the ground, going around business, handing out flyers, mm-hmm. putting out yard signs. I do a little bit of online marketing.
Right. Would there be some companies you like to partner with, maybe moving companies or other type of companies that could throw some business your way as well?
Oh, yeah. I think we're in the works with KeepSmart and some of the real estate agents in the area, mm-hmm. Things like that.
What if someone called you and they were just on an episode of Hoarders the week before? What would you say to them?
I'd welcome that.
Yeah, that's a lot of junk, isn't
it? I'd jump right all over.
Yeah, that's a big job. So tell us how you do kind of structure the pricing and the services you offer.
The pricing is based off of trailer space, pretty much.
The weight or space?
No, not the weight, just the space.
Okay.
So we're operating out of 6x12 trailers. Some of them are open, some of them are closed, but it just depends on how much space is. So, and then we have single item prices.
Okay. But it may take you, you may have one item that's, weighs 1,000 pounds, yep. Right?
I'm not charging based off of time.
Okay.
So.
Right. Or you may have a bunch of bags of clothes that you got. I can easily carry clothes, but I can't carry a safe, right? So how do you help, move some of those heavy items? What do you use?
Metal materials and stuff. I might hack it up or something.
Okay,
saw it up, make it more easier to carry.
Yeah.
Bigger items. It just depends on what I might take it apart. It just depends mm-hmm. on what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, why Lawrenceville? Are you from the area?
Yes, I'm from Lawrenceville. I grew up in Gwinnett. Went to Decatur High School and left. I've been gone. I went to the military in 2008.
Okay.
And,
What branch you serve?
I served in the Army.
Nice.
And came back. I just recently came back to the area back in 2015.
Okay. So. And I know they're probably proud to have you back as a returning veteran, but now as a business owner, Gwinnett County's own and Lawrenceville's own out there running J-Dog Junk Removal. And so are you actively involved with some of the veteran organizations in the Lawrenceville area?
Currently, I'm a part of the VFW there in Lawrenceville. I'm looking to expand into other areas, just still working in.
Yeah. No, but that's great because they can bring business your way as well and partner yourselves with other people who services you may use, whether it be an accountant or a marketing agency or whoever you may need, that sort of thing. So so I know Lawrenceville is certainly proud to have you on the team. And I know Jerry and the team at J-Dog is proud to have you on the team. What were some of the first things that you saw in Forrest here that really said, this guy is going to be a good fit for us?
Army veteran, number one.
That's it.
everything else didn't matter.
Yeah.
No, you could just tell by his determination. He wants to own his own business. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to start a business, but he wants to own his own business. And you could tell he's a proud veteran. He cares about the military concept, and he's truly going to be one of the leaders as we get bigger and bigger. He'll probably be teaching some of these new guys in the next couple of years of what to do and how to do it. So that's what I see.
And how many locations or territories do you have in the Atlanta area?
We just have two right now.
Okay,
and we're looking to open a third one up, and. This is a great market down here. I've never really studied Atlanta until I got in the traffic yesterday. Very busy around here.
Yeah, people in the South love their junk too. So no shortage there. So let's bring in Jason Meadows for the conversation. How you doing, Jason?
Good, thank you.
All right. So when did you get first involved with J-Dog Junk Removal?
I guess back in September, my wife and I were about to have our first child, and I ran across the Fox and Friends.
Been a great marketing tool for you, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. It really was. I was in the corporate world for about 5 years and wasn't really enjoying that. And I was kind of looking to do my own thing, open my own business, be my own boss, and just happened to run across that. And when I watched it, I was just really inspired and really liked what I saw, and took the next step, submitted my information, and got the ball rolling.
Interesting. And let's talk about your background in the military. Where did you serve and when did you serve?
Yep. I was in from 05 to 09, was in the Army, airborne infantry, did a stint in Iraq, and like I said, got out in 09, medically retired due to some injuries, and got into the corporate world, came back to Georgia, back to Woodstock. It's kind of where I grew up.
And now that's where your location is?
Yep. We actually moved just a mile up the road to Canton, but Canton, Woodstock, Town Lake, Roswell, Milton areas.
Oh, yeah. Very familiar with the area myself. Mm-hmm. I have a brother who lives up in Canton and owns and operates a restaurant up there. And so you got involved and immediately started getting out there. How are you kind of engaging your local community to generate business?
So my opening is today. It's actually 4 o'clock at Semper Fi Bar and Grill in Marietta.
All right.
Clinton Road. I've been talking to local realtors, getting involved with them. They've always got clients that are looking to move to buy and, need the houses cleaned out. So I've been contacting them and getting hooked up with them.
That's
great. I'm actually couple weeks behind Forrest, I guess, in my process. So I'm really just getting started as we speak.
Okay. So if you have a pile of junk and you're in the Woodstock area and you have not had it removed yet, Jason will be there to remove it here, certainly, at J-Dog Junk Removal.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, right. Yeah. And then where do you take all this junk? How do you know? Where do you get rid of it?
So we've got local Goodwills that we can donate stuff to. Really looking forward to being able to give to them. I know they need it. It really helps them out a lot. We have local dump in the area, recycling, scrap salvage areas. There's a number of different ways. And hopefully, like Jerry said, taking some of those items, being able to refurbish them and then resell.
Right. But doesn't it cost money in some of these places to deposit your junk or your trash?
Correct. Yeah. So, a dump charges, obviously, to drop your stuff off there. When we can donate and get rid of some of that weight by giving stuff to Goodwill or recycling or selling metal for scrap, then that helps out our costs and increases revenue.
Yeah, most of the furniture and clothes in my house come from Goodwill, so I've probably gotten some stuff that was removed by J-Dog. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, though. So, and then what do you hope for your territory and kind of your future with J-Dog?
We really saw the opportunity with J-Dog to be able to expand this. Like Forrest said, you know, once we get things up and running and things are steady, we look to expand just as soon as we can. More vehicles, more trailers, and hopefully new territory within the next year or so. So that's our goal. We really want to make this a large brand in our area.
And let's talk about your vehicles, because that's a big part of what you guys are very recognizable on the roads. Jerry, tell us about the idea behind your company vehicles.
Yeah, the H2 Hummer, when I first bought that in 2011, we started off with a small vinyl just because of finances. And when we first started up, and we still got a lot of attention because it was a big green H2 Hummer, which people don't see running around too much. Yeah. Once we put our trademark camouflage wrap on it, I think that really changed everything. People think we have 30, 40 trucks running around when it's really only one in an area. People just see it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's one thing you just can't forget. So, you know, just being recognized, you know, as the military brand in a community really sticks.
Yeah. And what about the trailers? Is that something you recommend each owner operator kind of gets the same kind? Are they all on their own to get these trailers?
No, it's required, and we have a certain square footage. We like to be a little bit bigger than our national competition just because we want to offer more value to the customer. Mm-hmm. So we made sure that our trailers are a little bit longer, just a little bit bigger. And we also want to make sure there's consistency. So you have closed-in trailers or open trailers, but you can tell that they're J-Dog no matter which ones they are.
Right, right. Yeah, J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. You can go to their website at jdogjunkremoval.com for more information, or schedule a pickup in your location to see if someone's out there. Or maybe they're interested in being a franchise owner-operator. You can probably get information from their website as well. And so, Forrest, I'd like to ask you, for when you're out there and you're giving back to the community and you're in Lawrenceville, are you getting good feedback from the community as far as, you know, being a veteran? Do you find that you're trusted more, or people want to do business with you more as opposed to not being a veteran?
Yeah, I believe that really works out. Them seeing me pull up in my truck, you know, on many occasions, they're like, "Oh, you're a veteran, and we definitely want your business.
Yeah.
You know, we want to use you." And you know, I've had them call. They've had like different people coming to check or for price checks. And once they see me show up, they're like, "Yeah, I'm canceling that call.
That's the way to
go ahead and get my junk."
Right. And so, how does that first engagement look? Somebody calls you. Do you have to go out in the house? Do you get free estimates, or how does that look?
Usually, it will be a phone call. They'll ask, you know, what I pick up or what's the prices. I'll go out and I'll give them a free estimate.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
And then do they have to be on site when you're removing this junk, or do they set all the junk off to the side, or they just say, clean up my whole basement?
I've had it both ways.
Right.
They're either on the site with me, or, you know, they'll leave it out and I'll just come pick it up.
Mm-hmm. And that one time engagement, that's it. It could be kind of a couple hours. You could be on scene all day. But do you find that people call you again, perhaps, you know, for services, or certainly recommend you to their friends and neighbors as well?
Yes. And that's what I'm really aiming for, is that repeat business.
Right. Right. And is there anything you won't remove?
Hazardous materials.
That's good to know. Dead bodies, meth labs, out of the question, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, don't call them if that's what you need removed from your location. Call the police, please. And what about you, Jason? As you begin to serve more of the Woodstock area, how do you want people to get in touch with you and know that you're out there servicing them?
Just, you know, visit the website. It directs you to us. You can call the 844 get JDog number. It'll direct them to me as well. Advertising. We've got you know, the trailer parked in a real busy area where I live. So there's, you know, probably 1,000 people that pass by that thing on a daily basis. So you know, really trying to get the image out there.
Yeah.
And like Jerry said, I've got the H2 in that big trailer, and you know, there's not a person that doesn't look at that thing when you drive by. You know, one, it's a Hummer, and two, it's got the big J-Dog wrap on it. It's great design. It's something I really liked about the company. They really put a lot of thought into the actual design and logo. So everybody sees it, everybody looks. And it's funny, you see a lot of little kids, you know, look and say, "Oh, hey, mom, look at that."
I'm sure the kids want their picture with it. Yeah, yeah. Right. They do this. I live in Alpharetta, and they have this thing where it's Touch a Truck Day at the local park once a year. You could bring the J-Dog truck out there, and kids would want their picture with that just as much as the fire truck, I bet.
Because
it is pretty cool. It's big, it's green, camouflage, got the logo. Cool looking bulldog. It's a great logo.
That works well down here, by the way.
It does. That's right. You won't get any Yellow Jacket fans maybe calling you, that's okay. So what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about, a veteran who's out there, who says, you know, man, I really want to chase my dream, but I don't know where to begin. You know, what are some kind of advice or thoughts that you could give them to help push them over the fence?
I guess I would say that anybody that's looking to own their own business, any veteran that really wants to do something on their own, you know, give it a shot, at least talk to J-Dog and just see what they have to offer. I was real skeptical when I started the process. Didn't know if this was something I really wanted to go into. And after talking to them, I really found that it's something that I really liked, loved the camaraderie, like Jerry was talking about earlier with the, you know, everybody being veterans. I think the fit was there, and it's easy for somebody to get into and be able to have their own business without a massive startup and, you know, needing, you know, all kinds of business management skills. You know, you can really, if I can do it, I think anybody could do it.
Right. Do you have a business plan? Did you have one? Did you present to Jared? Is that even necessary?
You know, not a real in-depth one. It's not needed because the business is basically self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, what I liked about it is that I knew exactly what it was, how I was going to do it, and how we're going to continue to do it. And it's just worked out.
Well, how about funding for your territory? Was that something you had to come out of pocket with, or did you have to go to the bank and get a loan? I mean, they may need a business plan over there at the bank.
Yeah, but we were able to do it. My wife and I were able to do it on our own. So we're fortunate in that respect. Mm-hmm. But yes, there were options available with J-Dog. They put you in contact with the right people. So if that's something you do need to do,
right, you need a line of credit. So that's something you're willing to work with veterans if you find that they're a good fit, they're the right guy in the right territory, but they may not have the capital initially. You're willing to be flexible and work with them.
We just have some referrals that we give them that they're very veteran friendly, and they've been able to help out a few of the veterans.
That's good to know. And so veterans are good entrepreneurs because they follow the book. You know, you give them a manual and they are going to follow it to a T. And I guess that's why they're a good fit for J-Dog.
Well, it's funny you said that. They're actually not good entrepreneurs. They're good franchisees.
Okay.
Because we don't want entrepreneurs out there trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
So I know people have that, you know, stigma that entrepreneurs are franchisees, but actually we want people just to follow orders. That's really that simple. You know, just follow the system and execute it. And then you don't really have a whole lot of thinking.
Right, right. Yeah, Jerry's done the thinking for you.
That's right.
Yeah, so you just follow his
lead. Do what I say.
Follow his lead, he'll take you to the promised land of junk. Right. And what about for you, Forrest? What were some of those early lessons, unexpected lessons that you experienced that you didn't expect when you first began your time with J-Dog?
Really just getting into, like, the customer aspect of doing it. Because, you know, I was a mechanic before I went to the military, and you don't really have to deal with customers on, like every minute of the day. But I mean, it's a learning curve for me.
So customer service for you?
Yeah, is customer service.
One of the unexpected, oh man, I got to learn this. I got to be able to be on point with this.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's a huge part of it. You're taking calls. You're out there servicing people in their home, which is kind of an intimate environment. And if you're not,
they need to know they're in good hands.
That's right. And they can trust you and you're safe for you. What about you? Unexpected challenges or things you did not see coming that you could some of those new entrepreneurs be aware of as they begin their journey?
I think just starting a business, for me, didn't know what to expect as we were getting into it. Just the intricacies of being a business owner, you know, getting an LLC, getting registered with the state and commercial insurance and, you know, all those things that go along with opening a business. It was a little daunting at first, but as you start to step through it, it all works out. And, you know, we are where we are right now. And that was the only thing that kind of got me.
Right.
There was a lot more than I thought.
There is. And you can't do it all yourself. So are you having someone help you with, say, your accounting, or are you having someone helping with, you know, your business? You know, where do you lean on to others to help you in those areas? You can't take it all
right.
yourself.
Right. So yes, you know, we worked with, a lawyer firm that works with J-Dog to help us with the LLC aspect of it. We have a local accountant that's done our, you know, our personal stuff for years, and we're using him for our business purposes now. Friends, family,
right.
They've just been incredibly helpful, incredibly supportive. And it really helped out a lot.
Yeah, it's good to have yourself immersed in the community for sure. That way, you know, all those needs that come up, you know, you need the community to help you, whether it be through your legal services or your accounting or marketing, whatever it may be. Another great way is, again, to get back to the community, get involved with the community. So there are any events, places that you like to be seen or heard, like Veterans Day parades and stuff like that? I mean, probably a good place to be out there and engaging the community.
Yeah, definitely look forward to any of these that are coming up, Memorial Weekend and Veterans Day. My wife's a school teacher in Cherokee County, and you know, we want to get involved with her school, kind of get recognized up there. It's, mm-hmm. The you know, teachers, you know, are a really tight-knit community, so really want to get involved with them, and that'll really spread the word.
And that brings up a good point. Are you able to remove junk from commercial buildings, or is it just residential?
Commercial,
yeah,
as well.
So yes. If a school says, "Hey, we have a bunch of desks and a whole back room we need cleaned out," you can go over there and service them as well.
Correct. Yes.
Right. And you mentioned your territory. How are you governed by your territories?
So, JDAWG was real good about setting that up, and the fact that Forrest and I are the, you know, one and two territories here in Georgia, we had basically the choice pick. So because of our distance from each other, we got great territories. Worked with some folks with JDAWG who were able to go in and kind of map those out based on zip code.
Based by zip code.
Yeah, right. Zip code and then population and business density, stuff like that. So they mapped it out really well. So we've got very clearly defined areas.
What happens if someone calls you and they're not in your zip code or in Forrest's zip code, but they want JDAWG to come remove their junk? How would you approach that?
We're very flexible in that regard. So,
right. So you may not own that territory, but if they need help and they want you, you're willing to go. And, you know, even if they're down by the airport or something.
Arm wrestling.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's arm wrestling. Yeah.
Okay, guys, go. Yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Who's going to service them? And so that's good. Is there anything, like I said, the minimal remove? Is there certain minimums of junk someone must have before you'll come out there and remove it? Somebody just says, "Hey, I got a washer. I need it done."
We do a one item pickup.
Yeah.
And typically what we do is we like to go to that customer and say, "Here's your one item pickup, but we're here anyway. Let's walk around your house. Let's fill the trailer up. Let's give you a discount. Let's help you out." Most people have more than one item. So we don't just want to show up and be a junk removal company. We want to actually help them organize their house, declutter. We do free labor within their home. We'll move couches for them. It's a little bit different. And people actually prefer to have veterans in their home. When you hire some of these big companies, they have any hourly coming through. You don't know who's coming in your house. Most people feel more comfortable knowing that you can see the owner operator on the website.
Right.
It's a personal relationship with somebody in the community. We can't hide from any because we have the most obnoxious trucks in the country. So I think once we pull away, you know who we are.
Right. And like you said, your profile, your personal profile is on the page, your picture, you know, you're going to come out there and represent the company, as opposed to if you're hiring a company, you never know who that driver may be. And there's no personal relationship with that person who's actually coming to your house, but you get that with JDAWG junk removal and hauling. How does it take, or how much money does it take for a veteran to get involved?
Well, the franchise fee is $25,000, and that's going to be your biggest down expense, and that you purchase the territory with that. So it's almost like a real estate purchase. You can sell that territory at any time. It's an equity piece. The truck, the trailer, and some insurance requirements is all you need. There's no brick and mortars. You don't need a lease. You don't need to buy a location and build it out like a pizza franchise or a restaurant or ice cream. So it's very, very low cap. Some of the guys already had their own trucks. Right. So that actually helped them out when they were opening up.
That's great. And so you can run this out of your house.
Yeah, you do run it out of your house.
Run it out of your home.
Yep.
And you just take your calls. You have your internet connection. That's really all you need.
That's all you need.
And then the truck and the trailer. And then you get out there. You go through the training process. You said about 8 weeks or so?
It's 4 days of training, but you have an 8-week startup. There's a soft and a hard, and a okay. an opening. So we let build up the market, social media, have your official grand opening. And by the time you have your grand opening, more than likely you'll have done some jobs.
All right. And do you go to all grand openings?
We try to get different staff members out there. Tracy and I like to go to the warm places, but unfortunately it's 40 degrees here in Atlanta, so we made a mistake.
Yeah. So for us, having Jerry come out here and be, you know, helping you and your launch is actually you get the big JDAWG coming out and help you, got to mean a lot to you.
Oh yeah, it was great having him come down here and be a part of our grand opening.
Yeah, he was on Fox and Friends, and now he's on Business Radio X. You know, life is good for JDAWG junk removal and hauling for sure. And what are some of the kind of benchmarks for 2016 for you and your organization?
Well, what's great about 2016 is we have about 100 locations we believe are going to go up. And we've already started getting strategic partners that want to help us grow the business. One of the big goals of ours is to get that unemployment rate from 3.9 to about 1% over the next so many years. And it's an aggressive goal, but, you know, putting small business owners as veterans that are hiring veterans is just one piece of it. Mm-hmm. But I think that when people start using veteran businesses, it's up to JDAWG to come up with more concepts for the veterans, which we're doing.
Wow.
So we will have JDAWG handyman, JDAWG plumbing, electric. You just go to Angie's List, put J-Dog's logo on there somehow, and then we're looking to put veterans into work.
Some
period.
Professional service
doesn't
of
matter.
Any kind.
Yep.
They'll be there available for you for sure. But that's, man, 100 new J-Dog junk removal and haulings around the country in 2016.
Yeah, we had 5 last year, and we just hit 60. So, you know, we're already on our way.
How do you control such, you know, rocketing growth? I mean, that's got to be kind of a challenge in itself. You don't want to grow too fast just for the sake of growth. You've got to make sure you have those touch points along the way so it's stable growth.
Yeah, we look to put between 8 and 10 up a month. And believe it or not, that's really not that much. We have a lot of staff in-house. We have the quality assurance. We have a social media marketing manager. We have an operational vice president. So we have staff. And as we grow, we're going to add more staff. I mean, it's easy to hire veterans if we need to.
And where's your headquarters?
We're in Berwyn, Pennsylvania.
Why there?
That's where I live.
Okay.
the office is 1.7 miles from my house, and that's... The advantages of being the CEO, I want to be close to home.
Right, right. It's warm here in Atlanta in the summertime. So if you ever want
I'm not saying I'm going to stay there very long.
Right.
Get a few more 100 locations. I may be somewhere real south.
Right, you may be in the Bahamas or something. Yeah. Right, for sure. So you do provide a full range of junk removal and hauling services. No job is too big or too small. You will service one even if they're not in your territory. And you're looking for new veterans to come out there and join your team. You mentioned the camaraderie a few minutes ago, Jason. How do you stay in communication with all the other territory owners? You only got one in Atlanta to lean on, and Jerry may call you every day to see if you're selling anything. But I mean, is there a way for you guys to connect on a regular basis?
There is actually, and with Facebook, it's amazing how much information is passed along amongst the different franchise owners. And I think with us, most of them being veterans, there's just the want to help everybody else. So there's just a ton of information that's passed around. And I haven't had any problems picking up the phone, dialing a guy out in Texas, you know, asking him questions, talking to other franchise owners over Facebook. How do you do this? Or anyone know how to do that? And it's just amazing. Everybody is so willing to help. I think you don't get that with the civilian world sometimes. And being with J-Dog and the other veterans, you really see it a lot.
So social media is a great way to stay connected on a regular rhythm with all the other franchisees, mm-hmm. and, you know, figure out what are those pain points they're experiencing, or what are those, reasons for success that mm-hmm. you can begin to implement in your territory. Do you guys get together nationally? Is there conventions or anything?
It's funny you say that. We're actually going to have our first annual convention at the end of the year.
Where's that going to be?
You know, we're going to let them choose. We're going to give them a couple, you know, we're thinking more of a Vegas, New Orleans, a lot of people have different opinions, so we're going to let the franchisees choose.
Well, we do a thing called Trade Show Radio, where we come out to your convention or your expo and interview people, help you generate buzz and content. So if that's something you may be interested
sure.
in,
yeah.
let us know. We may be able to work together. I would choose Vegas over Atlanta myself.
Okay.
I'm actually headed out there next week to do a trade show engagement, so I'm really excited about that. Although it's for financial guys, it's not as exciting.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, junk removal and stuff. So that's cool. Now, I'd like to kind of maybe turn a little conversation a little more towards kind of the personal side of things as we talked about the business as we begin to wrap up here. So, Jerry, when you're not out there empowering veterans, helping people get rid of their junk, what do you like to do in your off time to stay motivated and inspired?
Well, there really isn't any off time. I'd like to say that now. But when I do squeeze it out, I love spending time with my daughters.
Okay.
My wife and I do like to take them away once in a while. So it's either a family trip. Or it's work.
So you're a family man at home and a family man with veterans in work. So you're always connected and surrounded by like-minded individuals. That's great. Is there anything, a mentor or somebody out there that you look to help help guide you as you begin to grow and yourself professionally and personally?
Well, I do have a weekly Skype call with General Doug O'Dell. He's one of our chief advisors. He's a 2-star Marine general. And he's actually put a lot of confidence in what we're doing. And it's rare that an E4 specialist gets to sit down and talk to generals about stuff. So it's kind of fun.
Would you recommend that for other franchise owners to find someone in their community or somewhere that they can begin to kind of get business advice from outside of the J-Dog community?
Yeah, I think when you look to one of the senior officers that have retired that want to give back, and we're learning that now, that there's a lot of very smart business retired officers that do want to just jump in and give some advice. Grab a mentor, call, get talked off the cliff once in a while, It's definitely helpful.
Right. No, entrepreneurship, the day in the life of an entrepreneur is up and down. It's never easy. It's never, you know, it's always changing. And so you've got to be able to stay balanced, and having someone you can talk to certainly makes that a little more easier to digest.
Yeah. And every job is actually completely different. I mean, you go to one job and it's something in a garage, you're in another in 10 minutes. The next one, you have to challenge yourself to how to get that 1950 refrigerator out of a basement that was rebuilt in 1970 with a smaller staircase.
Yeah.
So that's experience. That's interesting. How to get a hot tub out of a, you know, sunken in deck. I mean, and it's pretty neat because it's a challenging thing, and you pretty much want to use a veteran in those situations.
Well, that sounds like something you can't do by yourself. So, Forrest, let me ask you, if somebody called and said they had a giant hot tub, but you can't lift that by yourself, how would you begin to do that?
I have employees that I've got, you know, I found some veterans in the area, and nice. I put them to work.
You do? So how many people you have on your team over there?
Right now, just one.
Okay.
And another one in the works.
Okay. So once you get a couple of those guys on the staff over there, you can begin to take on some of these large projects, like moving a hot tub or whatever it may be. What do you like to do in your off time here around the Atlanta area?
I spend a lot of time with my boys. We go hiking and camping, things of that nature. So
yeah, if you've ever seen any junk on the hiking trails, can you remove that?
Yeah, I try to do my part, you know, help out the community.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, picking up trash along the way. So hiking with your kids. Anybody else that you kind of have kind of paired up with in the Atlanta area where you like to go to for business advice or just advice in general?
No, not really.
Call Jerry. He'll help you out. He can put you in touch with some 2-star generals too, right? If you need to talk to somebody. Because it's important, right? You can't just do it alone. It takes a community, as they're proving, veterans supporting veterans, and making sure. So did you want to say something else?
Yeah, I just want to thank my wife for all the moral support she gives me, too.
What's her name?
Rebecca Woodland.
Rebecca, well, yes, you couldn't do it without her, as he said, for sure. And the kids out there keeping you grounded, keeping you inspired, for sure. And Jason, for you, what do you like to do in your off time?
Well, we are, like I said, new parents. We just had our first child.
So no off time, right?
Not a lot right now. Yeah.
But hanging out with the newborn, I'm sure, has got to be a joy.
Yep. We had a beautiful little girl named Jamerson, and spent a lot of time with our family. My wife and I are lucky that both of our families live here. I got brothers in the area, and so we'd spend a lot of time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a shooting enthusiast, so like to go to the shooting range.
Right.
And, I guess that's what my one big hobby.
Well, we should talk after the show, as I'm a firearms instructor myself, so we can talk about that. But any books that you may could recommend about entrepreneurship or about business? Or are you a big reader yourself? I hate to throw that one at you, but is someone you could recommend that may inspire them?
You know, I can't say that I've read any books really in depth on it. I do have friends in the area that are entrepreneurs, so I have leaned on them. My parents are small business owners. So been talking to them a lot about some of the challenges they went through.
Yeah.
You know, as I was starting this process, you know, this is what I have to do. How did you do it? You know, so I've had people that have gone through this process and are, you know, years further along being business owners. So been able to really go to them to ask questions the way.
Yeah. Entrepreneurship these days is the great equalizer. Mm-hmm. Used to be you had a high school education, it was enough. And then if you had a college education years later, that was enough. Then you had to have a graduate degree, and that these days that may not even be enough, but you can separate yourself above and beyond everyone else by going into business for yourself. And then if you had a veteran on top of that, man, in my mind, you got it made. So
right.
For sure.
Yeah. And we're working with the CWT, the Compensated Work Therapy Program rep here with the VA. And we're looking to get veterans that need work hooked up with J-Dog locally so we can start putting them to work.
Yeah, not necessarily to be a territory or franchise owner, but to actually be part of a team within a territory.
Correct. And I'm looking for somebody to come on board with me that is willing to grow with the company and eventually be that next person that is a team leader, driving a truck, has another guy, mm-hmm. and you know, we expand that way.
And it has to be a veteran.
It doesn't have to be, but I'd really like it to be.
Yeah, right. I mean, this person, maybe they're, you say siblings or dependents of veterans are also quite popular as well. So mm-hmm. So that's great to know that you guys are out there putting veterans back to work, empowering veterans to take back their lives after getting out of the military. You know, they teach you how to do all this stuff in the Army, but once you get out, they don't teach you how to get back into society. And that's sometimes things you got to figure out on your own. And it's not an easy road. Mm-hmm. And J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is making sure that veterans are getting employed and empowering themselves to protect all those freedoms that America enjoys, including junk is a freedom in America, right? We have the right to collect and hoard, as well as the right to call J-Dog and have them remove it from you. So we'll start with you, Jason. Tell our listeners how they can find out more information about your specific territory and get in touch with you.
Yes. So they can go to jdog.com. Punch in their zip codes in the North Georgia area. It'll take them to my page. Got a bio. It's got a picture of me, my wife, and my daughter. They can read some information about us. They can go email me directly, jmeadows@jdog.com. And then the 844-GET-JDOG as well will direct them towards us.
Very nice. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us here today. We wish you much success going forward in your territory there. If we can help you here, Business Radio X and Atlanta Business Radio, further your message, amplify your voice, please let us know. And we'd love to have you back on the program sometime in the near future. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Jason.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. And for you, Forrest, how can listeners find out more information about you and your services?
They can visit the jdog.com. They can hit me on email, fwoodland@jdog.com. The phone number, 1-844-GET-JDOG, or look me up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, you know, all the social media.
Right. If you can't find him on the social media, you can find him out there driving around, removing junk, or hiking on the trails with his boys, or just hanging out with his wife over there. So for sure. So thank you so much for joining us. You know, come on back and be a guest anytime. And if there's anything we can do to help you, we'd be more than happy to highlight you again on Atlanta Business Radio. And Jerry, tell our listeners how they can become a successful franchise owner operator of J-Dog Junk and Haul, Junk Removal and Hauling.
Well, first of all, they need to get permission from their wives.
Okay.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
I wanted to add before we go that my wife heads up the J-Dog spouses. We have a very strong interaction for the wives that are really the backbone of the husbands.
Like an FRG group.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really critical that the wives get involved and they know that they can call and talk to my wife about, you know, the process also. Mm-hmm. But getting us on our website is jdog.com. It has all of our national press releases and our contact form to fill it out to see if you're a good fit. So it's jdog.com.
Right.
That'd be the best avenue.
Okay. And we look for more great things from you. And when you get to that 100th franchise, come on back and we'll highlight you again here on Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you so much for coming on down. I know these guys thank you for coming down from headquarters up there in Pennsylvania to support them and their launching of their territory. So thank you again, Jerry Flanagan, CEO of J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling.
Thanks for having us.
All right, listeners, thank you for tuning in today. And if your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the website, businessradiox.com, and pitch us your story, particularly if you're a veteran, too, because we want to highlight them. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk. We'll see you on the radio.